We'll have some economic effects of the skin-cracking cold. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The big chill of the polar vortex is upon a great swath of North America. Cities are scrambling to get homeless people to shelter. Thousands of businesses and schools are closed. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Record cold can be costly, especially for low-income families. Timothy Smeeting researches poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
They tend to live in older, draftier houses with poorer heating, and so it's going to be colder where they are.
That can drive up utility bills, and Smeeting says,
if they are forced not to work because businesses are closed, that can put a real crimp in their budgets.
In most states, your utility company can't cut off your heat in bitter cold, even if you're behind on your bills. And states are ready to step in.
Our department is prepared to expedite requests for energy assistance because we're anticipating there's going to be more.
Bob Wheaton is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, which runs the federally funded heating assistance program for the state.
If your furnace goes out and it's well below zero, it's an extreme emergency.
With much of the country under cold weather warnings, officials want people to know help is available. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Because of the cold, the post office is suspending delivery in parts of about a dozen states from the Dakotas through Chicago into western Pennsylvania. And how cold is it? Amtrak crews put down ropes soaked in kerosene and set them on fire to warm up tracks. People around the world are not upgrading iPhones like they used to. Apple's latest profit report showed the first drop in sales during the holidays in over a decade. Analysts had been warned some weeks ago, and some see these results as better than expected. The stock is up more than 5% in pre-market trading now. Sales of services hit an all-time high, but most of the money Apple makes still comes from smartphones. $51 out of $84 billion. Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech, is following this.
I doubt this will change Apple's plans to release new phones every year, at least not this year or maybe next year. But the company does have to come up with a strategy to sell more phones in China and in India, where sales are really lagging, or figure out how to make country-specific phones that are cheaper or just cheaper flagship smartphones. These devices are just really good right now. So if you're in the United States and you have an iPhone 8 or an iPhone 10, you just don't see a need to spend another $1,000 on a new one. If you're in India or China, where Huawei and OnePlus and Xiaomi are making phones that are just as premium in terms of specs, but half the price, the Apple brand just isn't going to carry the day. Apple's been pretty cautious in its approach to services and to new markets. And it's actually time to put some of these plans into high gear in some way, or start working on hardware like India-specific phone models that cost less and bring people in the door. Even some of these accessories and services models and businesses that Apple is developing still rely on people owning iPhones. So it's just not a market that they can abandon. It's too tightly tied to the success of the business.
Molly Wood hosts Marketplace Tech. Apple also said yesterday it will cut prices for iPhones in some countries where the falling value of the local currency made the phones a lot more expensive. Some numbers. The FTSE in London is up 1.3%. Dow and S&P futures are up 0.3%. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support. Every day in America, about 10,000 baby boomers turn 65, and among those 65 and older, one in five don't drive for health or economic reasons. This is an obvious challenge in a country so dependent on the car, from shopping for food to socializing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The National Association of Area Agencies on Aging recently surveyed older adults, and CEO Sandy Markwood says
72% responded that getting transportation to medical appointments was the highest need that they had.
You can see that need by looking at the daily pattern of Uber and Lyft rides, says Harvard Business School professor Joe Fuller.
There are a lot of people who want to be taken to the airport in the morning. 10 a.m., there are a lot of people being taken to medical appointments.
But a lot of seniors can't afford ride-sharing services or taxis, so many rely on family members. Fuller recently studied how the aging population is placing economic burdens on caregivers.
people of the preceding generation are moving from care providers to care recipients.
Meaning a lot more people to care for. Across the country, there's a patchwork of programs to help seniors get to doctor's appointments, pharmacies, and grocery stores. In Portland, Oregon, there's a free taxpayer-funded service called Ride Connection. Van driver Michael Shepard meets me in the parking lot on a recent weekday morning.
Finish my free trip here on this vehicle and we'll be on our way.
First stop, the Salvation Army Women's Shelter to pick up 70-year-old Virginia Palmer and her sweater-clad schnauzer named...
Lord Oreo.
Yeah. Going to the dentist today, huh? Yeah. So we got a full van this morning.
Next stop is for Michael Jarding. He's 63 and suffered a stroke several years ago. Jarding hasn't driven in years and says even getting to a bus stop is hard.
I don't have the strength to walk that far anymore, and taxis are just too expensive because I'm living on a fixed income.
Driver Michael Shepard also does a weekly van trip to Costco and department store Fred Meyer, and he says the value to seniors goes way beyond saving $20 they'd otherwise have to spend on a cab.
I picked up a lady the other day, and she said, yeah, this is the first time I've been out of the house in a couple of weeks, you know, and I think that's even more of a help than the ride itself.
As the population ages, transportation challenges will grow. More than 600,000 people age 70 and older stop driving every year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And when the Federal Reserve wraps up its interest rate meeting in about 7 hours here, it'll be interesting to hear what the Fed chief says about patiently or patience. These are words Jay Powell had been using to signal that his team is not in a hurry to raise interest rates again. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.